We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning actually the middle of a sugya, but we're beginning on the third line from the top, Lememra. We just finished saying there was a stira. On one hand, it sounds like Yosi and Yosi, which were earlier Dar, they were guys in Eretz Amim, and the other Memra says that 80 years before the Chorban, they were guys in Eretz Amim. So it's a stira. So one answer is that they were guys there on the earth of the Eretz Amim. The earth of Chutz La'aretz is Metamim. And the Xera that was later, 80 years before the Chorban Bayis, that was on Avira, on the ear space. And it says, Agusha Lisroif, that they burned Truma if it touched the earth, and Avira was nothing. And later on, they made Xera on Avira also, which was said Litlois. You don't have to burn it, just you have to put it up, you can't eat it anymore. Zok to Gemara, the Maimra, it sounds like from here, the Chod Xera Sahav Lisroifa, that the Xera started off straight Lisroifa. The Xera on the Gush of Eretz Amim, the offer of the Eretz Amim, the earth of the Eretz Amim, was right away Xera Lisroifa. Break the Gemara, it's not true. Va'ama Ilfa, Yadayim. That you have to wash your hands until it's a dayim. That chilos gziros and sreifa. That the gzera was right away. That when they touch shuma with hands that are not washed, you have to burn it. It's mash. My yedayim with chilos gziros and sreifa. Only by yedayim start off a sreifa. Hamidach miyaloi. All other gzeras, it started off first as a litlois, and later on they were a geyser to make sreifa. So you see, they couldn't be the eretz amim with chilos was a gzera to burn the shuma. So the Gemara, you're right. Elis will change the levels of the Gzera, the different years. The first started off with Asu Inu, which is Yaisi and Yaisi. They started off with Gaza Agush Litlois, Vavira Leklum. They were Gezer on Gush, on the Afar, on the earth of Eretz Avim, just to be toilet, not to burn the Chuma if it touches it. Vavira Leklum. They weren't Gezer on Avira at all. But also Rabbanon, the Shmoinim Shana, Gaza Agush Lisraif, Vavira Litlois. And the Rabbanon, Shmoinim Shana, which is 80 years before the Chorban, they were goyza agusha lisroif va'avira litlois. They were goyza lisroif on the gush and avira litlois. So what they added on was two things. First of all, that on earth that touches the chuma, you have to make sreifa. And on avira, it goes to the ear space, you tile it. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Vakati v'usha gozer. I'm going to tell you, there was another gzeira regarding Eretz Amim in Usha, which is much later, which is a lot of years after the Chorban. A bunch of years after the Churban, 40 years after the Churban, they started being there and they moved a bunch of places. Usha could have been hundreds of years after Churban Abayis. And we find that there was certain Xero in Usha that had to do with Eretz Amim. How do we see that? The Tanai, we went to the Mishnah, that's Mishnah and Tyrus. Al Shisha Sveika surface at Chuma. There are six Sveikas, which means there are places where Chazal said that because of the Safik, if you touch this thing, it surfaces Chuma, even though it's only a Safik. What are the six cases? Number one, a Safik Beis HaPras. That means you have a field that there used to be a Beis HaKvaros there, and they plant off the whole field. You don't know where the kever is. The lach is, any place you go in there, it's Tameh. And you have to burn Truma for that. Even though it's only a Safik Tameh, you don't for sure touch the kever, but still, that was Chazal's din, that a Safik Beis HaPras is Tameh now, and you burn Truma. That was number one. Number two, a Safik above Eretz Amim. That you touch off of Eretz Amim, you have to burn it. So this Mishnah sounds like it's making an exer right now. And we'll see in a second. We're talking about Usha, this Mishnah. Third case he did in Usha, Val Safik Bigde Amaretz. That means any Begad Amaretz, even though it's a Safik, not for sure Tameh, but we assume it's Tameh, and you burn Shuma if it touches the Bigde Amaretz. Number four, Val Safik Kalim Hanim Tzom. You find Kalim somewhere. Also, you find the street, you could assume it became Tameh. Val Safik Haraikim means you see spit, you could assume it's from a Zav, even though it's only a Safik, that's a Chazal Geyser. And Safik Meraglayim also a Safik, it's a Zav. And even though it's sitting next to Ragle Behema, and therefore it's a Svek Sveka, first of all, maybe it's from a Behema. And even if it's from Odom, maybe it's not Tame. Still, Chazal said it's Tame. And on these six things, the lach is, Avadim Agon, if he sure touched it, even though she was Safik Tomas, even though it's Safik Tomasam, still, sorry for Mr. Truma. You burn Truma. Yeah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi argues a little bit. He says, "Af al sofik ma'gam shiachet sarfin." Even if you're not sure you touched it, if it's in Rosh Hashanah yachid and the lach is sofik tuma b'shiachet is tamei, then you also burn it. So it's really like a svek sveka. Even if you touched it, maybe it wasn't really tamei, but still even a sofik in Rosh Hashanah yachid, Rabbi Yosi holds it tamei. V'chamrimim Rosh Hashanah yachid toilin. It's only toilin. Rosh Hashanah rabim is tahirim, quotes a sofik. It's shail of chum is a third sheet though, not what's like the Tanakama. But that's the discussion for the Mishnah. Va'amu'ula, about this Mishnah. Elu Shisha Sveikas, Usha Skinu, all six Sveikas, were Tiknu in Usha. They were established in Usha. Instituted in Usha. So what do you see? One of these things are, number two is, Safik Eretz of Abam Eretz Amim. That's one of the cases. So you see that it wasn't Yoisi. It wasn't 80 years before the Korban. It was Usha, which was much later. So what's going on? Tomorrow, you're right. There were three stages of this takana. Ella, also inu, which is yosi gozera ugusha litlo, so avir laklom. There goes on gusha to be taila, and there weren't goes on avir at all. Also, abanos from shana. That's the rabbanu were 80 years for the churban. They were gozer idi litlo. They were gozer both avira the ear space and the gush yotaila. But also for usha gozer agusha lisraif came to usha. They were gozer even to burn truma. But on the Avir, it's only litlis. So that's halach lemaisa, that if the chuma touches the Eretz Amim, you burn it. If it goes to the airspace, it's only taila, and you don't burn it. Al kaponim ad kan the Gemara of Eretz Amim. Look at the Gemara right. Klis chuchis, it says that the Yoisi goes another thing. They said that glass kelim am a kabal toma, even though you don't find glass kelim am a kabal toma medaraisa. Midrabanon, they were goyzer that it's mekabel toma. What's the pshat? Klitz chuk is my time. It goes around toma. Why would Rabbanon goyzer toma? Am v'yechad am rashlokish hoyul v'tchilas briyosav v'nachol. Since how do you make glass? You make it with sand. So we know kli cheres, a sand, a earthenware keli, is minatayra tame. So therefore, since it's made similar to earthenware, it's made from sand. Shavir Rabbanon kli cheres. They made it like kli cheres. So kli cheres mekabel toma. This huches also a mekabel toma. Very tigemara el miato loy teilem tarav a mikvah. It should not have tahira in a mikvah if it's a klicheres. So it has a work. We know you can have a klis huches, right? It becomes tamet. But how could tefila work? It's a klicheres. It's a klicheres. It was saying the whole thing is gaboyit of klicheres. So the gemara, and who said it works? Maybe it doesn't work taka. Maybe it doesn't work tefila. I know. I'll show you it works. Alama tnan. It says in the Mishnah Mikvah, it's talking about chatzitza, ve'il choytzim mekelim, hazefes v'amar v'klis huches. That klis huches, the halacha is, that mud on a klis huches is not choytzim. So why not? Because it comes right off in the water. Because it's very smooth, the klis huches. It comes right off. But zefes amar, zefes is like pitch, and mar is a type of sap. Those things are very dovuk, they're very attached to klis huches, that's called chatzitza. Like upon him, if there's a din chatzitza of klis huches, it must be you can retire it. So what's pshat? If you're telling me it's Vidin Klicheres, how in the world can you say tefillah works? It's a Klicheres. So Tamar, you're right. The Klicheres does not have tire in a mikvah. Halcha Mayaskino, and the case was like this. Gunch and Nikvu, we got a hole in it. Vahitu Vasechan Avar, and you put it into lead. Lead has a din of metal. And since you put it into metal, it gets a din of a metal keli now, because the Avar is being maimed it, making it usable. Since it's making it usable, it gets a din kli matchis. And therefore, you can retival it. Just like if it becomes Tamei now, subsequently, becomes Tamei as Din Kli Matkes, because the Avar is the Maimed. And where do you find such idea? Ramehi. Everything goes bust at a thing that makes the Keli whole. Where do you see Ramehi? The Tanya. Klis Huchas Nikvu V'Hitvu Mosech and Avar. You had a Keli that got a hole in it, Klis Huchas, and now you put Avar in it. Omar Rav Shimon Gamil, Rameir Mitame, V'Chom Mitarim. Now, what does this mean? So Tosis has a pshat here that it means like this: that klis huches got a hole in it, and you put avar in it, and now it became tame. So Rameya says metame deraisa because it's din kli matras. But chom hold it's metarim midaraisa, but midarabonav it's tame of klis huches. But he holds that you don't go bust at avar, and therefore midaraisa is not tame. So what do you see? You see, if it's the rice of Tama, you see it goes basa the avar, and therefore tefila to the toilet will also work to take it out of the tuma, because if it has avar, it has a din of a keli that's a metal keli. That's one pshat to learn. Now Rashi is a big discussion exactly how to learn Rashi by us, and some learn Rashi that the case, the halakha is like this, that if a klis chukis that was tamay, you make a hole in it, now it becomes tar. Why? It's like you broke the klicheres, you broke it. So therefore it becomes tar. And now when you put avar in it, now it becomes back tamay. Why? Because it didn't become bottle. It's not called a klicheres that broke, because now it's whole again, and therefore it is tamay. And we see from there that you go Basar HaMaimed because you see that it becomes a kli by fixing up the hole. That's how Rashi's mashma, but there are a lot of kashas on it. And like upon him, what the bottom line is, what you do see is Rameya holds HaKol Hoylech Acha HaMaimed, which means you go Basar, the thing that's making hole, which is the Avar, and therefore you can retable it because there's Dimkli Matris because of the Avar. Because of this Avar. And we're going to stop here. The Gemara continues with Kli Zchuchus on the next daf.